let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Would you like to meet and know the creator, as author Luis Gonzalez has? He has met the God of the Bible personally, and he will show you how to communicate with him so you too can experience for yourself walking into supernatural and divine power. His book, Walking in the Power of the Almighty Creator, will teach you the keys to hearing and recognizing his voice so you can get the guidance and the help you need as you make decisions each day in every area of your life. Luis has been active in various Christian ministries over the past 25 years, which include outreach to homeless communities, ushering ministry, church council, Thanksgiving and holiday relief efforts, back-to-school programs for kids, and Bible studies. He has a bachelor's degree in management and an MBA from Golden State University, also a licensed airplane mechanic and technician. He was a corporate securities paralegal and worked closely with numerous attorneys, forming corporations and preparing IPOs, mergers, and acquisitions. Also worked as a bank manager selling financial services and products. He's an entrepreneur, currently the president and CEO of Roses Cleaning Corporation based in the Silicon Valley. Luis Gonzalez, author of Walking in the Power of the Almighty Creator, is our guest on This Week in America. Luis, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Rick. It's my pleasure to be here. Thank you.
The book is so well written. All the reviews talk about it being relatable. You are talking about things that we all can do to improve the qualities of our lives. Interesting background on this book. What is the motivation? Why did you write Walking in the Power of the Almighty Creator?
Yes. The reason I wrote the book, Rick, is because I had a real-life physical encounter with the living God back in the early 90s. And, you know, we have heard about God in Sunday school. We've had our parents tell us about him as we're growing up. And, you know, there's always questions. Is he real? I mean, we don't often see him.
Yes.
And so I had an opportunity to actually see him and hear him and speak to me. And I spoke with him. And, you know, that event, Rick, changed my life forever. That happened close to almost 30 years ago. And God is known as a consuming fire. And he lit a fire on me, lit a fire in me that to this day runs strong. So I wanted to let other people know that this is a God that we can have a relationship with. This is a God that will speak to you directly. He will answer your prayers in his time. And he wants you to know that he's here to help you with every aspect of your life.
And you lay that out so well in the book, Walking in the Power of the Almighty Creator. So Luis Gonzalez is the author and our guest. Book, of course, Amazon, the usual places. His website, walkinginthepower.org. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned this experience you had years ago that shaped your adult life. When and where does your story take place? Give us some of that story, a little background.
Sure, absolutely. So in the early 90s, I was a college student at the City College of San Francisco, and I was taking an accounting class, just like, you know, most students do. And what ended up happening is I was struggling in the class. I was having problems at work in some of my personal relationships. So what happened, Rick, is I got a little frustrated and angry. And then I began to shout at God in my home. And I shouted for about 25 minutes, Rick. And I was just listing out my grievances to the Lord about, you know, my circumstances.
Yes.
And then suddenly, as I was getting ready to take my next breath, Rick, a breeze, a mighty rushing wind swept right through my apartment. And, you know, I had the door closed and the windows were closed. I didn't have a fan or air conditioner. So I was curious, where did this wind, this summer breeze, where did it come from? And it came from behind me. So I turned around to see, and suddenly I saw what appeared to be a tidal wave or a tsunami, a transparent looking tsunami coming straight at me. It was around 7-8 feet high. And what happened is, as soon as it passed me up, I thought it was going to knock me over, but it didn't. That's when I heard a voice, audible voice, speak to me. And the voice said to me, I am your father, your Heavenly Father, and I instinctually knew He was the Creator. But I would like to just say one more thing, Rick, is before this event happened, I told the Lord, I said, God, if you are real, then speak to me in an audible voice and show yourself. Then I'll believe. And that's when that event happened. And it changed my life forever.
It's an amazing story, and it's in Luis's book, Walking in the Power of the Almighty Creator, Luis Gonzalez. That's L-U-I-S. Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. Book available the usual places where books are sold, and his website is walkinginthepower.org. What do you hope that people will learn and take away from reading this very important and inspirational book that you've written?
The most important thing I would like our listeners to take away is that this is a God that can be trusted. He's there to help you. He's there to support you. You know, the Bible's really clear. In the book of James, chapter 4, verse 8, the scripture says that if you draw near to God, then He will draw near to you. So it's our responsibility to take the initiative, because God is not going to violate your free will, and He's not going to invade your privacy. He's waiting on you. Take an initial step towards God, and then that begins to open up the miraculous. Supernatural things are going to start happening in your life. He's going to start opening doors for you that would normally be closed. So it all begins with learning to walk with Him the way Noah did. Noah walked with God, and he was accounted as righteous before God and blameless. Enoch walked with God. Elijah walked with God. Abraham walked with God. Lots of the patriarchs did. And when you begin to learn to walk with God, that's when that miracle-working power gets released into your life.
When you went through this experience, did you know you were reaching out, or were you just frustrated and vetting and really didn't expect anything to come of it, because the end result was just miraculous? It was a total transformation in your life. Talk about that experience. Did you know you were reaching out, or were you just getting something off of your chest out of frustration?
Rick, that's a great question. I was just venting. I was just shouting. I mean, I was venting. I was frustrated. I was just trying to get it off my chest.
Yes.
Now, I didn't realize that I was putting into practice Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. And let me tell you what that scripture says. It says that let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And when I shouted, and I want to be careful that I didn't use any profanity. I was very respectful. So I had a reverential fear for God, but I was just venting my frustrations, and I didn't expect anything to happen, Rick. I was just getting it off my chest. I was, you know, you just kind of, you know, kind of like when you scream and you just want to get everything out.
Exactly.
So you can calm down. And that's all I was doing. But I did not expect this supernatural event to happen, this phenomenon that happened in my home, and it changed my entire life. I got a chance to see what God looks like. You know, I got a chance to hear His voice, and I'd like to say something about Him, if I may.
Sure.
There were four things about Him that stood out, and the first thing that stood out was that God had this unlimited power. When He spoke with great authority, and it was omnipotence. It was all powerful. It seemed like there was no end to this power, and it overwhelmed me. I was like, oh my God, now I understand why they say He's an awesome God. This power was not great. It was awesome. Okay. The next thing is that He had this love that overwhelmed me. I've never experienced love so profound. We have love for each other. When we love our, you know, our spouses or our children or our friends, but the kind of love I was experiencing was at another level. The love that we have, Rick, is only the tip of the iceberg. God loves us in ways that we cannot even begin to comprehend. And you know what? That's good news for us. The third thing I experienced as He was speaking to me is that He had omniscience. And what that is He had wisdom and understanding that I felt and experienced reached into infinity. He knew everything about everything, plants, birds, animals, everything. And so I think that's why the Bible says it's a good idea to put your trust in Him, because He knows the beginning from the end. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And God knows all the pitfalls that are going to happen in our lives. So it's a good idea to trust Him. You know, God is not only two or three steps ahead of us. He's 1,000 moves ahead of us. And so this is why the Bible says to put your trust in Him. The last thing I experienced from the Lord, besides the wisdom and the understanding and this power, was this passion for justice, which the Bible calls righteousness. Rick, He is dead serious about doing the right things. God wants us to be respectful. He doesn't want us cheating our employer. He doesn't want us fooling around with our spouses or committing sin. He is a holy God. He is pure. He's perfect in every way. And He is dead serious about righteousness. And He made that crystal clear to me. So those were four things about him that stood out the most.
Fascinating. Luis Gonzalez, our guest on the program, talking about his book, Walking in the Power of the Almighty Creator. His website is walkinginthepower.org. You mentioned, Ed, where you were at this particular point. I mean, you were struggling as a person. I read just briefly what you've accomplished in your life, and you've done so much. It's such an impressive background you have. Talk about how many years you've been walking with the Lord God and what an impact that had on your life, because it literally turned it around. It was like a light switch went off that day.
It really is, Rick, and my mom noticed it right away. She said, something happened to you because you're not the same person. You know, I've been walking with the Lord for close to 30 years now, and it's the best decision I've ever made, and I've never looked back. You know, reading God's word has opened doors for me. It showed me how to maneuver through and navigate through this life. And so it's the most wonderful thing I've experienced. You know, I don't know if I didn't get a chance to tell you, but I'm a licensed real estate agent, and I just got licensed just a couple months ago.
Fantastic.
And so God is continually taking me on a journey of discovery. And so when you walk with God, He's going to take you from glory to glory. And so you need to know that He's constantly molding and shaping our character, and He's taking us somewhere. I'm on a journey. And when you learn to walk with Him, He's going to continue to develop and build your character and take you to new places, new heights.
This journey, it's been so successful, what you've been able to accomplish, while at the same time not forgetting where this inspiration, where this motivation, the source of where this all began, giving back. I mentioned how active you are in the church. Let's talk a little bit, and again, if you just joined us, the book is Walking in the Power of the Almighty Creator, Luis Gonzalez, our guest on the program. This book, in reading the reviews and in reading portions of the book, is unlike any others with similar topics. What do you think sets this apart from the crowd? Because it's relatable. There's action that we all can do. It's written in a manner we all can understand it. It really is different, isn't it?
You know, let me put it this way. My publisher called me up and said, you know what, Luis, what makes your book different from the other books is that you write about God like you just had lunch with Him. Like He's a real person.
Yes.
Like you've had some coffee with Him this afternoon. And it's true. The entire book is written that way because I've actually met Him, and He's a wonderful God. He's mighty. He's awesome. And I know Him as a person. I don't know Him as something I've learned from college or from a book. I've actually had a firsthand encounter with Him. And that the way I write as our relationship is alive and it's real. That's the way I write the book. And it's going to encourage you. It's going to inspire you. And you're never going to see God the same way. I mean, you need to know that He's as real as you and I. I like to tell people that He's as real as apple pie.
How can this book help someone? If somebody's listening going, that was Luis's experience. I'm never going to have an experience like that. How can this book help those people?
Sure. Another great question. Well, I will say this. What are the desires of your heart? See, God promises in Psalms 37, verse 4, that if you delight in Him and you trust Him, that He will give you the desires of your heart. What are your desires? Do you want to start a business? Are you looking for a spouse, a husband, or a wife, the ideal choice? Do you need help getting through college? What are your desires? Well, guess what? We have a God that's going to help us get there and succeed. And so this book is going to lay out a framework, real simple steps that you can take to develop that relationship, and so that you'll begin to experience His divine presence leading, guiding, and opening those doors for you. So this is one thing that this book can do for you, is it can kind of show you how to get that process started.
Time is going by so quickly. We've talked about, you describe God, and again, like you just had coffee with him, like you've got this open dialogue, and it's such a fascinating experience that you went through, again, 30 years ago, but you describe it like it was, the end of last week, and you guys got together for lunch. I mean, it's so impressive that what this has done and how it has changed your life. Are there other important lessons you've learned you'd like to share with us about your walk and your special relationship?
Sure. The most important thing is to get started now. I mean, God likes, he would like to hear from you. He wants to begin to bless you now, but it comes with, you know, it comes with a leap of faith. You have to step out in faith, step out of your comfort zone. You know, the Bible is clear, and God says that, you know, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That comes from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. And he rewards those that diligently seek him. And so I just want to let people know that, you know, he is waiting on you. Wake up in the morning, include him in your daily life. You know, Daniel in the Bible, he prayed 3 times a day, you know, and the Bible records that he had an excellent spirit, you know, and he was able to trust God continually, even through the lion's den and things like that. So when you begin to draw closer to God, he'll begin to draw closer. And here's the best thing. As you do this each day, take a few minutes each day to pray, a few minutes each day to read his word. Guess what? You're going to experience his presence all around you. And it's one of the most wonderful things. You're going to experience a divine favor wherever you go.
You know, what's interesting, and I think part of the reason, a big part of the reason this book has been so successful is Luis is a successful business person. He's not a preacher or a minister, just I'm going to say an ordinary guy who went through ups and downs, was during a down period when this experience all happened and changed his life. The book is Walking in the Power of the Almighty Creator. You'll find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places, and of course at Luis's website, walkinginthepower.org. Couple minutes left in the program. Is there anything we haven't covered that you feel is important for people to know about your book and how it can change their lives as well?
Yeah, all I want the listeners to know is that God wants you to develop a relationship with him. I mean, how do you get to know anybody? Ask yourself that question. Well, by spending quality time with them. So if you spend quality time with someone, you really get to know them, don't you? And God is just waiting. He's just waiting on you. He wants this intimate relationship so that he can begin giving you the guidance that you need. He can give you the support. He gives you direction for your life. You know, there's a lot of things that happen in life that set us back, that disappoint us. But God is there to maneuver you through all these things. And I'm not saying that it's going to be easy road, but I am saying is that it'll be less bumpy. God is there. He knows where all the pitfalls are. He knows all the challenges you're going to have. But he's going to give you strength. He's going to give you faith. He's going to give you power to overcome. And you're going to come out strong, and he's going to work on developing your character, and you're going to get there looking good for everyone to see.
You know, it's interesting. I want to take a minute or so here. When we go through that doubt, and you obviously have gone through that doubt since this life-changing moment occurred, talk about how you get through that, because we all need, when things are going well, it's pretty simple to jump on board and to be a believer. But when things get difficult, we go through that period of doubt and you begin to have some questions. How do you get through those down periods?
That's an excellent question. And I refer to the Bible. What did David do? David, the Bible says, and he encouraged himself in the Lord. So what he did is he would meditate on past victories that God had got him through. And that encouraged him that if God got me through this, he's going to get me through these other things. When David faced Goliath, he said, the God that delivered me from the paw of the bear and the paw of the lion will deliver me from this Philistine, this giant problem in the way. So the Bible's clear, and God says, if you keep your mind on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. And so we need to think about the past victories, the wonderful things that God has done throughout our lives. And you know what? That's going to encourage you. And then the other thing that's important is, as you go through anything in your life, whether it's whatever challenge it is, try not to worry, but trust in him. So if you worry less and you trust more in him, you'll be in perfect peace. I've learned to enjoy an ice cream cone, Rick, in the middle of a storm. And so God will keep you in perfect peace when your mind is stayed on him.
So many important points that are brought out in the book, Walking in the Power of the Almighty Creator. Luis Gonzalez, our guest. I'm going to take another minute here. I keep extending this because there's so many things to talk about. But you talk in the book, you teach the keys to hearing and recognizing his voice. We won't go through those. We don't have time to do that. But for so many people, they probably go through life going, okay, Luis had that experience. I don't hear any voices. Are we not open for how often does God try to speak with us and we don't recognize the voice?
That's a great point. You just hit it right on the nose. We don't recognize his voice because we're not in prayer. See, the Bible says that my sheep hear my voice. They know my voice. And if you have regular prayer in your life each week and you read God's word, then when he speaks to you, you're going to be able to recognize it immediately. I'm going to say a couple things about his voice. When God speaks to you, he speaks with authority. It's usually a gentle whisper, okay? And it's a commanding voice. And also, your confidence level is going to go up 100% immediately. So you know that what you just heard is about to happen. And there's testimonies in the book where I talk about this. And when God will speak to me about certain situations, I know immediately that is the Lord. It was a gentle whisper. It's commanding. It has great authority. And then my confidence level goes up 100% very quickly. So I know that the Lord is asking me to do this or to do the other thing. And then when you obey God, it's followed with a blessing. That's the most wonderful, wonderful thing. So if you want to hear God's voice, all you need to do is spend quality time in prayer, reading the word. And little by little, you'll begin to recognize his voice, the voice of his Holy Spirit.
The title of the book, and this can also be a mantra for our lives, called Walking in the Power of the Almighty Creator. Talk about the significance of the title.
So the reason I wrote the title Walking in the Power is because I realized that when you walk with God the way Noah did and Abraham and some of the patriarchs, that's when God begins to release his miraculous working power in your life. You start receiving divine favor as you develop that intimate relationship with him. So when you have fellowship with God and you learn to do this, this is when you're going to experience favor in your life. You're going to experience unusual doors opening up for you. Things that are not supposed to happen all of a sudden begin to happen. And I've noticed that power is released as you learn to walk with God. And I think God put that in the Bible for a reason, that Noah walked with God, Enoch walked with God, Elijah walked with God. All these biblical characters walked with God. David walked with God. We were able to see how David was able to overcome all his challenges. So when you learn to walk with God each day, this is when you begin to experience his power and his presence.
Boy, the time has gone by so quickly. The book is Walking in the Power of the Almighty Creator. The author is Luis Gonzalez. The book available, of course, Amazon, all the usual places. Information on the book, you can order it as well at Luis's website, which is walkinginthepower.org. All of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Luis, a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for sharing your experience from 3 decades ago and how it continues to be, to motivate your life and to direct your life to this day. And congratulations on the real estate license. You're not done yet, are you? You've got a lot more that you're involved in and I'm sure going to be involved in the coming years. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thanks for having me, Rick. It's been a pleasure.
Luis Gonzalez, the book is Walking in the Power of the Almighty Creator. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.